بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدني علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد نبي الأمي نبي الرحمة صاحب المقام المحمود والحوض المورود والشفاعة الكبرى عندنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين وأدنى وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى جميع الملائكة والملائكة الذين لي تعلق بهم في الدنيا والآخرة وعلى الأرض التي أدفن فيها وعلى الأرض التي عصيتك عليها وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه كله إلى يوم القيامة كما هو أهله كما تحب وترضى وبعدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He enabled us to perform Salatul Isha with Jama'ah. A person who performs Salatul Isha with Jama'ah, as if though he's done Ibadah through half of the night, and Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah, the other half, a whole night in Ibadah. Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, today we are at a time far away from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very far from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. But alhamdulillah, we have the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And when we study the lives of the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the chosen companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see in them there were some who had individual qualities. وَعَلَمَهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ مُعَاذ بْنُ جَبَلِ, the most knower of halal and haram, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. وَأَكْرُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَبَيُّ بْنُ كَعَبِ, the greatest qari amongst the Sahaba, Ubayy ibn Ka'ab رضي الله تعالى عنه. وَأَفْرَدُهُمْ زَيْدُ بْنُ ثَابِتٍ. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, the Amin, the trustworthy, the Amanat Dar, the trustworthy of this Ummah, Hazrat Abu Ubaida ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So all these Sahaba, then we have them Askha min Ashabi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most Sakhi, the most generous, Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala. Then we have Ashbahum bi salati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most resemblance of the salat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala. And we even get somebody like وَأَسْبَهُمْ بِمَشِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the one who walks and his walking style is most closest to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Walking style. Hazrat Umair radiallahu ta'ala, Umair bin Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَأَحْلَهُمْ, the most Halim, the four who had forbearance, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what to talk about Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. What to talk about Hazrat Umar Farooq, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, Uthman al-Ghani, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. These are the famous ones. Some I said, like bimashi Rasulillah, even that. So, and then we have the secret keeper, Sahib Sirri Rasulillah, Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We have a fast runner too. That's Salma bin Aqwa. Yeah, I think that's a Sahabi. Who was a very fast runner. So there were some Sahaba who had individual qualities, but all the Sahabas had six qualities in perfection. Every single Sahabi had each of these six qualities in perfection in his life. And the first, and this is the ulamas, they studied and came to the conclusion that these six qualities, if a person puts these six qualities into his life, inshallah, for him to follow 100% on deen will become very easy. Very easy, inshallah. The first is obvious. The kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we all profess. And this is a big ni'mat to say this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say to friends, to myself, I remind, you know, everybody today has big, big problems. People go into depression. All these hardships, worries, anxiety, can't sleep at night, fikr. But when, how do you comfort yourself in that situation? I say, do meditation, think. You know, think about this. That alhamdulillah, all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am saying la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I also have iman in it. Yani I say la ilaha illallah. No matter, yes, our iman is weak, very weak, but alhamdulillah, that I say la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with iman, yani I have that in my heart for sure, I believe in it. That there's none worthy of worship besides Allah and Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the true messenger and the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Until Allah does not snatch this kalima from my heart, I have no problems. Because the biggest problem is that I leave this dunya, this world, without the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then a person is in a problem. Big problem. Biggest problem ever is a person leaves this dunya without the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tumutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O believers, fear Allah in the manner that Allah should be feared. And none of you should die. And with a stress, with a noon, with a tashdeed at the end, showing stress. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. None of you should die for sure, but in the state of Islam, iman. A Muslim is a true submitter. Today, I say I'm a Muslim too. Everybody says he's a Muslim. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am a Muslim too. And Allah said, be a Muslim. Aslim. Qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. And he said, I have submitted to the Lord of the universe. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. What's the difference between his Islam or his Islam or submission? His submission and our submission? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam is commanded to follow a Nabi, وَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's millat, and follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's. This is his status, Allahu Akbar, the prophet of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything, nothing of his own, nothing. Everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. Ajeeb, most amazing test that a person, we cannot even comprehend, especially at this time and age. That Allahu Akbar, Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in such manner
that nobody could have this kind of test. Nobody could pass. Nobody could pass the exams. وَإِذِ بَتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And when the Lord of Ibrahim tried him, you know, exams, then this is what the biggest exams, like when Allah took exams of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, and he complete them in complete and passed them all. Every single one. Just a little of even feeling towards his beloved son. Many years of dua. In old age, he has a beloved son. And that son's love. Because why? Commanded. Hijrat from this place to that place, this place to that place. He could not stay where he wanted to stay. But Allah has commanded. And when Allah has commanded, when he takes his wife, Hajira radiallahu ta'ala, and his beloved son, Ismail, and Allah has commanded for a certain place. But this is a father and a beloved son and a beloved wife. And he sees there's also green land. Oh, I wish this is the place. I wish this is the place. But no, this is not the place. The place is Bakka. The place is Mecca, where there's nothing, no vegetation, nothing, no water, nothing. And how does he have to leave them? Leave them with a little bit of provision and leave. Bas, assalamu alaikum. Finish. Now, Allahu Akbar, the training of this family, because he, see, a person, when he has such things in him, it has so much effect on others. Understand? When a person has something in him, it has so much effect on others. So, who was he talking to or who was he dealing with? This is his beloved wife. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. This is what Allah says about husband and wife. They're your closest is your wife, right? And it's very hard in that somebody gets a wife to respect him, because they know exactly our up-downs, right? But here, the tarbiyat, the upbringing of this family is that when he's leaving, no comment because he has to leave. But there's also probably a cry and a feeling in the heart. A feeling in the heart of cry. Only if a person pictures this and imagines this, a father, a beloved son after many years, and his beloved wife, and he has to leave her in a place where there's nothing and nobody. And today we can't do this. Our iman is obvious. And not just that, forget our iman, even the iman of our child or iman of our wife isn't like that, that we could do this. We could do it in that manner that Hazrat Ibrahim salatu wasalam did. But this is what I want to show, is the tarbiyat of this family, is that when she started making, you know, obvious, panicking, it's so scary. You're going to leave me here by myself? There's no vegetation, there's nothing, there's nobody here. You're leaving me? And this child, the child is crying. The child is so masoom. And if you want to hurt a mother, hurt her child. So you're leaving me and my beloved child, and there's nothing, only a little bit of food here. But then, because she grew up, I mean, she was in the sohbat, in the companionship, the libas of this Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so close to him, she knew exactly every move of his. Oops, what am I saying? Did Allah commanded you to do this? Did Allah commanded you to do this? That you are leaving me and my son? Did Allah command you? Because remember, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was also in emotion. He was in emotion. So he didn't speak much. And that's why he says, in their Rabbini askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi, he's making dua from far away, because now he's left them, he's making dua for them. And then Allah put so much barakat in Makkah and everything, and people came. But there, when she said this, he just nodded yes. And then look at her iman. She then, Allah will not let us perish, will not go to doom. Allah will take care of us. Now right from the beginning, Allah could have sent down Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, or angels with fruits and this and that, like the way Allah did for Maryam, like Allah did for Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi, when he was a captive in Mecca. Allah could have, right? And there's also times when there was things that happened for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was times when many times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to stay hungry with the Sahaba. Right from the beginning, Allah could have sent down, but no, all this type of sacrifice Allah made her do. And today, Every man has to do this type of running that woman ran. Allahu Akbar, radiallahu ta'ala. That running in between the two green lines at Safa and Marwa is a remembrance of that running there. And the Zamzam is the barakat of this family of Mujahada. So one time when he had to leave to Aha, my beloved son. So your son or me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this has in your heart, is there more space for your son or is it for me? Your heart should be only for me. Okay, now to the test. And not, I command you to do this, or Jibreel salatu wasalam brings a wahi, explicit command, but a dream. And some commentator says he saw this dream 3 times. Inni ara fil manami anni asbahuka ya bunayya inni ara fil manam. Oh my beloved son, I have seen in a dream that I am sacrificing you. Not that I have, but I am cutting your throat. But here too, the tarbiyat of the child. The tarbiyat of the child was so great that what did he say? Allahu Akbar. Ya abatif al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. So Ibrahim salatu wasalam saying, oh my beloved son, I see in a dream that I am sacrificing you, I am slaughtering you. What do you say about this dream? Now, the commentators of this ayat say that he did not ask this question to say, yes, my beloved son, the interpretation could also mean this. So, yeah, we'll leave it to that. No. Is he my son? Is he that one? Is he the son that, is this, you know, if that's his mother, Hajra, and she had done this much sacrifice, is he willing to do sacrifice? What's his answer to this? Not that if he had some opinion that, oh, it's only a dream or this and that, or could mean this. Can Allah command this? No way. Allah is kind. Allah is merciful. Allah is not going to command. And a person thinks a knife on your throat. Allahu Akbar. So this is a child. Imagine. It was. Some say he was 16, some say he was 12, according to Sa'ya, the age of Sa'ya, the age of, you know, a help to the right, you know, now he can help his father. That age, Ibrahim salatu wasalam was commanded to sacrifice him. So now look at his answer. Ya abatif alma tu'mar, O my beloved father, do as you're commanded. Do as you're commanded. And then he did not say that, inshallah, I'll do sabr. Satajidun inshallah min as-sabirin. Indeed, in the near future, you will find me, if Allah wills, from the sabirin, from those who were steadfast and had perseverance, who were from the sabirin. Before me, many done sabr too. I will be also, not just me that I'm going to do sabr on this big test and you're going to slaughter me, but you will find me. So I was talking about the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, and I went into here that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to follow this, you know, the sacrifice of the Hazrat Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasallam. So I was talking about aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Aslamtu li rabbil alameen. In the true sense that I have submitted. So there's so many. We all know at the time of Hajj, all the ulama's there, and we discussed this, you know, at the time of Hajj. And Zilhijjah, we discuss in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's a great lesson. It's in the Quran too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was talking about dying with iman too. Dying with iman. And this is the fikr that all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had too. In the same place where these ayats are, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Then it says, wa wasa biha Ibrahim bani Yaqub ya bani inna Allah astafa lakum deen fala tamutun illa wa antum muslimun am kuntum shuhada idh hadara Yaqub al maut. The Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stressed it upon his children too, that they, and then Allah says, were you there present at the time when Hazrat am kuntum shuhada idh hadara Yaqub al maut, that when death came to Yaqub, idh qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di, he said to his children, who will you worship after me? Worried about their iman. Understand? Iman. And because why? You should only die with iman. So alhamdulillah, we're saying la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah keep us on this iman. So one is, we say this kalima and to understand it. But is it so easy to die with this iman? Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says that a person who is content that I am going to die, and I'm for sure I'm going to die with iman, his iman is snatched there. Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah alayh. Such tafakku of deen. And he's saying at his time, the most people's iman is snatched away at the time of death. It's not easy. It's not easy. But we should also keep great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are we? Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. Allah is kind. Allah inshallah will give us death with iman. But you have to do everything for it. Everything for it. And these are the six qualities that if we put into our life. So the kalima la ilaha illallah, to understand that Allah is the doer of everything. Everything. Understand? Today, we get many things and many things happen. When we read Fazail al-Sadaqat in Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, in the places where talking about spending and then you get that much back or you get this much back, and then some stories of two, how somebody spent and they got this much back, is that many times we don't understand that somebody thinks, oh, I got this present. So-and-so gave it to me. Yeah, so alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairah, you give me this, jazakumullah. Because this is munsuna ilayhi ma'rufun, faqala li fa'ilihi, jazakallahu khairan, faqala bulaga fi thana. A person who's done somebody a favor, he says, jazakallahu khairah. Indeed, he has praised him in the best. So, a person should say, jazakumullahu khairah. This is also a dua. And this is one way of hal jazaw al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. Ihsan is returned with ihsan. So, a person does a favor. So, this is... But also, many times, we don't understand that through this amal or through this spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. Yes, he is the means, but indeed Allah has given me. Indeed Allah has given me. Or a person takes medicine and a person gets shifa. Yes, a person takes medicine, a person goes to the doctor for this. But asal tabib and asal, in reality, Allah is the cure, not the medicine, not the doctor. Allah is. And the Sahaba had this in perfection. This is why Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu could take a bottle of poison and drink it. Not for me and you to try. Not for me and you to try. But this was a state over him. Sometimes a state comes over somebody and they do something which is not permissible for anybody to do at all times. Understand? A state happens. There was our Ustaz Zamanan Abdurrahim Sahib, he talked about one brother in Jamaat. So he's doing. They went into a restaurant, like, and they were doing dawood. So he said, okay, so Allah does. So there's a hot pot of oil here. Put your hands in there. If you, Allah does. And he said, Bismillah, and he put his hands in there. And nothing happened. My ustad is one of the Hims. I was saying this, it's straight in Medina Masjid. Now, and then he explained this, because sometimes this is a hal that a person is in, and the iman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not for anybody to try, test. Nothing happens. I can do it. Because our iman, understand? Because why? That same Allah could even burn you. Understand? So Allah burned me. I said, Bismillah, alladhi la yadurru, I did this. But even then, Allah burned me. Understand? Allah hurted me. And if Allah says to the fire, like the way he said to the fire, Ya naru kunu baradan wa salaman, nothing happened. And there were many burned. Understand? So this is the conviction in the La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. That there's none worthy of worship. Negate everything but Allah. This they had in them. And so great was the iman. Fa'in amanu bimithni ma amantum. And their iman was also certified. The sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And these were chosen people. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. These people were taken out for the what? For the guidance of mankind. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof. This is their quality, that they command to do the good and forbid the evil. Allah took them out from people. These were the sahaba, they were chosen. Chosen. This is why we say, and we know this, okay, no matter how great pious of a person could be, a waliullah, friend of Allah, he cannot reach the status of the lowest sahabi. This is the companionship, the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Halaki, Uwaisa Qarni radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidu Tabi'in, one of the leaders of the Tabi'in, the greatest of the Tabi'ins, one of the greatest. Greatest tabi'in, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, when he comes, he'll come from Yemen to make dua. But even he cannot reach that state of any lowest sahabi. Why? They were chosen. The sahaba ikiram. And everything was certified for them. Radiallahu anhu wa radhu anhu. Laqad radiallahu anil mu'mineena. فَإِنَ أَمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أَمَنْتُمْ. So the iman is like the iman of the sahaba, and then you're فَقَدْ يَهْتَدَوْا. Then you're on the right path. Then you're guided. So here, we see the sahaba's iman, on the firm conviction that there's nothing, everything but Allah, but Allah. And then the second portion, and we all say this, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody to come. And this is why it is necessary upon every single ummati, because the hadith of Bukhari says, Balligu anni walau aya. And this is to everybody. Preach from me, even though it's just one verse, one ayat from me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a command. So this, after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody is to come. So the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the final messenger of Allah, this, alhamdulillah, we all say it, but there's a great compulsory act which is compulsory on each individual, like the way we read five times daily salah. Upon each individual, five times daily salah is compulsory. Nobody can say, I pray for so and so. No. But a person prays, every mature Muslim person, is compulsory upon him or her in every state. So a person is in a state that the person cannot even do wudu, do tayammum. A person is in a state that the person cannot stand, sit, lie down. But a person cannot forsake salah. Like that, it is compulsory upon every single believer to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how much love? How much love? La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you is a true believer, None of you is. Until I become more beloved to him. Min walidihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in. Then his father, then his son, then the entire creation, all of mankind, more than everybody, I become more beloved to him. Who said this? Rasulullah. And also, itaat, obedience of Nabi Kareem Sallam. Love of Nabi Kareem Sallam and obedience. And when a person has the love, obedience becomes so easy. And this is why the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in were deaf and blind from every single thing around them but the beloved. So, halat, situation, surrounding didn't have no effect on them, the beloved, istihdar of the beloved. So this is why a sahabi, Ghalib bin Hazar Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, in the court of the Romans, when he's eating and a lukma, a morsel falls, and then he cleans it and he eats it, so somebody nudges him against the table manners. They say table manners. Table manners. We're supposed to sit on the floor. Or table manners. So you know they say today's, so this is against the table manners. Table manners, lick your finger. This is the table manners, what Rasulullah and the sahaba taught us. This is Rasulullah taught us. Understand? Or the dastarkhan manner, we can say. Ma'ida manners. Okay? So, somebody nudged him. It's not good. So he said, should I forsake the sunnah of my beloved for these foolish people, these idiot people? And he said, you can't see people there. There's nothing there. They don't have no sense. I can only see my beloved. This is what he done. If a morsel fell, he would clean it. And he, la tada'a li shaytan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, do not leave it for shaytan. And indeed, shaytan is there eating with you. Indeed, he is there, comes in the house with you. So you have to say bismillah and you have to eat it. And don't leave it for shaitan. Rasulullah s.a.w. said it, finally, I'm going to do it. And this is what my beloved did. And this is what he has said to do. And this is what I'm going to do. This is it. No matter what. And this is why they had all the success of this dunya. And for sure the akhirah too, inshallah. But dunya, everything was under their control. Why? They had Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand? Their love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extreme. Today, people cannot even understand this love. And love is something, they say, muhabbatu ji'adabi muhabbat siklati. Love teaches you the rules and regulations of love. Understand? Love teaches you the rules and regulations of love. There are so many instances of different types of love stories of the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in that, Allahu Akbar, we cannot imagine. We cannot imagine in one battle where Ansariya radiallahu anha was told about her brother, about her husband, about her father who were martyred. And each time she was told, she just said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But how is my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then when she sees him, then she's like, her heart is at peace. And she says, Every musiba, every calamity, every musiba, every hardship is easy after seeing you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nothing, no problem, no problem. This is love, extreme love. And this is, أحب إليه من والدي وولدي والناس أجمعين. Did they had this in true? And you know, me and you can say love, me and you can say I love you and this and that, and we can claim, but theirs, everything was certified. Everything was certified in the Quran. They, what kind of love was theirs? Imagine, we all make dua for Jannah and we share. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaka wal Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask for your pleasure and we ask for Jannah and we ask for your pleasure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should. But the Sahaba, they had a fikr. This is also something, you know, fikr. The fikr, obvious, the fikr of the whole mankind coming into Iman was the greatest fikr of the Sahaba and Rasulullah, the greatest sunnah. This fikr of the fikr of everybody succeeding. But also was this fikr in their hearts that in Jannah, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the higher status in the Jannah, and we're in the lower status and lower levels of Jannah, then what Jannah is Jannah without Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. This is extreme love, extreme love. And they were sincere in this. They were sincere. These are not made up stories. If we read Hayatu Sahaba or Hikayatu Sahaba in the chapter, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith and Fadail al-Amal, in the chapter of the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these incidents where the Sahabas had this fikr, worry. And many fikr of the Sahabas, different Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different ayats were revealed and Allah made so much blessings for us because of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba. Even because of their mistakes, Allah made beautiful, everything so great for us and easy for us. Because of the Sahaba. Allahu Akbar, they were chosen. So they had this one type of fikr, and if you want to learn anything, learn from the Sahabas. Radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Learn from them. You will learn exactly. This is the way a mu'min and a believer should be. In the true manner of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahabas were completely followers of Nabi Kareem ﷺ. Why? Because of this first stage is the love of Nabi Kareem ﷺ. So it says, Sahabas came with a fikr like this. And there are many, many incidents. A Sahabi would be there at his home, and then he would be with his, you know, family, and then he would think of Rasulullah ﷺ, he'd run and see him. But then they would have fikr. Then on the day of judgment, Rasulullah ﷺ is going to be high status. And they would come with this fikr to Rasulullah ﷺ, and the cry of their heart, they would open up to Rasulullah ﷺ. Ya Rasulullah, this is our fikr. So Rasulullah ﷺ understood their fikr. So revelation came down. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسَنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. This, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, a person who obeys Allah and His Rasul, they will be from amongst them. Allah will make them from who? مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So they were so happy. One of the sayings of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that made the Sahabas most happy, do you know what it is? Ask Hazrat Anas, who stayed with Rasulullah for 10 years. His salat was the most ashbah bi salati Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Anas, Qadim, for 10 years. And he says, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and this is khuluqin azim, exalted man, is the greatest type of akhlaq that a person cannot even imagine. I have a son, I have children, everybody has children here. Everybody has friends, everybody, and there are many teachers who have students. Can it be possible that even a week passes by and you never say, hey, why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazana says, 10 years I stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never did he say to me once, why didn't you do this? Why did you do this? There's two things. You shouldn't have done this, why did you do this? Or I told you to do this, why didn't you do this? But never did he say that. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, ask him, what makes you very happy? So he said, this, a person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, when's the day of judgment? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making him understand, the question is not appropriate, because the most important thing is, you know, too many times people worry about things which we're not supposed to worry about. Worry about how we die with Iman and how can the whole ummah and the whole mankind die with Iman. Understand? So people worry about, is Imam Mahdi out? Is this about this and that? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have you prepared for the day of judgment?
But he was sincere. So when the Sahaba spoke, they spoke from their heart. You know, they weren't takalluf too. They didn't pretend. Wa ma ana minal mutakallifin. Even this is not the way of a believer too. And the Quran even says this. They weren't pretenders. They weren't hypocrites. Even though they weren't, and they were perfect mu'min like Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab, 70 great Sahabas like Abu Bakr the top, Umar ibn Khattab the top, fearing that, do we have hypocrisy or not? Understand? So he spoke from his heart. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I haven't got much, but I have the love of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one narration, you'll be with whom you love on the Day of Judgment. Or there's a hadith of Mutlaq, Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be with whom he loves on the Day of Judgment. Hazrat Anas said, this made us after Iman, this is the most thing that makes us happy, because we know that we will be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. This is their love. And really, this was their love. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hajib Sahabi, the first introduction to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a shepherd on the hillside of Mecca. And he sees two handsome, beautiful young men. And they're asking, can we have some milk from one of these goats? And they're exhausted, hungry. So they don't belong to me, they belong to my master. I have no permission. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, this is my first meeting. And that answer isn't suiting to people, especially when they're hungry and they haven't had food and they're exhausted like them. So, but I saw such happiness in these two people's faces. Rasulullah and Abu Bakr Siddiq were very happy that I give that answer. Why, that's the taqwa of Allah. Understand? But just that one conversation, he fell in love with him. And then he forsake all that and he became Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. What to talk about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud? If he narrates anything, believe him. If you want to read the Quran like the way it was revealed, then read in the manner of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Learn from him. His virtues. When Sahabas looked at his little skinny legs and laughed, but they're very heavy up there. Understand? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, one night, he was also from Ashab al-Sufa, those beloved ones who used to stay outside Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. So one night, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming outside his house, and his beautiful recitation of the Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in his Quran reciting, and then after that, dua. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he says, whatever he asks for, he's going to get. So, ask Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what dua did you make at that time? What was your dua at that time? This was dua. Allahumma inni yas'aluka imanan la yartad. Oh Allah, give me such iman after there's no irtidad, turning away from. Fa'in amanu bi misli ma amantum. These people were, laqad radiallahu anhu wa radu'an. These were the people that fear this. Because the closer you are to Allah, this is your state. This is the state of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartaddu. Oh Allah, give me such iman after which there's no irtidad, no turning away. Wa na'iman la yanfadu. And this ni'mat of being Rasulullah's beloved, pihari, and Rasulullah loves me, I love Rasulullah and his khadim, and alhamdulillah, this and all these other ni'mats you've given me, Allah. And such ni'mat after which no ending to. Allahumma inni as'aluka iman la yartadu wa na'iman la yanfadu wa rafiq nabiyyak Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi a'la darajatil janna jannat al-khuld. And Allah, I ask for companionship with your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the high levels of Jannah, the everlasting Jannah. This is what I ask for. I ask this even there. Hazrat Rabi'a radiyallahu, we know, we read in the stories of the Sahaba, this one Sahabi who had a little thing with Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he said, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, say it back to me. This Sahabi, he was also from Ashab al-Sufa. Understand? And how he got married. And this, say every single Sahabi is to read about, and to not just read about, to study and fall in love with. Love. Fall in love with. Like Allahu Akbar. When you read, because anyone you read about, you just read and you fall. Like I say, people talk about Rabi al-Awwal, it is Rabi al-Awwal, mashallah. So I always say this. And I say even right now here too. There's amongst us here, people reach the age of, right, 20. Okay, start from 15, mature 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, 60, 70. Some, maybe we might have somebody who's 70 years old, 75 years old. But look in the deep down in the heart. Like the way we lack in reading the Quran, or maybe alhamdulillah, we maybe do 2 Quran khatams in a year, right? But there are many of us who have never ever read the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time he was born until the time he passed away. There must be many of us who can see with guilt and cry that yes, I have not read the seerat. No book. It could be in Urdu, it could be in Arabic, it could be in Gujarati, it could be in any language that you understand. And there's many great, great Musafnifin. You can consult the ulamas of your, you know, masajids. Ask them, I plan to read this seerat book. Is it all right? Is it authentic? Is it good? Read it from cover to cover. Just about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hayatu Sahaba in 3 volumes. MashaAllah. Read about the Sahaba. Stay in their Sahabat all the time. Stay in their companionship. Stay with them all the time. Read about them. It's very important. Very important. So there are many amongst us that who hasn't, who's never ever read the seerat from beginning to the end, from the time Rasulullah was born until the time the Prophet passed away. There's many of us who have never read seerat. We have time to do a lot of things. Yes, indeed. We know about the latest gadgets today. We know about many things. Latest phone comes out, latest that. We know about our work, we know about our job, we know about this, we know about that. But it's so sad that there's many who has not read seerah. Yes, the children in Maktab, they all had under the thing of their ustaz, you know, first volume, second volume, the seerah 1, seerah 2. But after that, a person can say, yeah, in Maktab I did read it. When I was a little thing, when I used to go to Maktab back home, maybe in Pakistan or wherever, yeah, we had to read, you know, the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I'm saying, as yourself, have you read the whole seerah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And you know what? You'll fall in love with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will fall in love with the Sahaba when you read about the Sahaba, because they were such people. Allahu Akbar. So he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartaddu wa na'iman la yanfadu wa wanafiqat nabiyyak Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajatil jannah, jannatil khud. That was it. And Hazrat Rabia, I was talking about. Hazrat Rabia radiallahu anhu, I forgot. Yes, I was talking about him. So he was a great close companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one amongst the Ashabi Sufa. And it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit that he used to pay back whatever ihsan anybody done upon him. So he once asked Rabia, Rabia, ask for me. What do you want? And he even gave him time to think. In one narration, says that you can even tell me tomorrow. So what did he do? He thought he could ask for camels, he could ask for goats. And he was totally poor, penniless. All the Sahabi Sufa, majority of them were poor. They didn't have pennies. They didn't have money. They had nothing. They had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah. Allah is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, when he came the next day, Rasulullah, have you thought of the matter? What do you want? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be your companion in Jannah. I want to be your companion in Jannah. Rasulullah said, Aini bi kathrati sujood. You help me with abundance of sajdas. You pray, you perform your salat perfectly, and perform salat and profusely, much as you can. Read salat, keep reading salat, much as you can. Rasulullah said that to him. And I will make also dua for you, that Allah make you my companion in Jannah. This was their fikr, imagine. This was love. We cannot, and in their actions and their thing. This is why they, every single thing of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had in their lives. So the Sahabas were ajeeb. Anything. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, if he knew that Rasulullah did something, he would do it exactly like that, he would do it all the time. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, that if Rasulullah even put his head down like this, and he remembered under this tree, near this, there was a branch here, he would. Here Rasulullah went for the call of nature, he would go there and sit there. Today, a foolish person might think this is extremist or what's this? But this was success of dunya and akhirat. Of dunya and akhirat. That today we forgot. There are many, many, there's thousands and millions of sunnahs that we neglect. Alhamdulillah, this is not just sunnah, but a wujub. Okay, sunnah. But there's millions. This is just zahiri sunnah. There's also batini sunnah. And there's also sunnah in respect of mu'asharat, mu'amalat. In respect, okay, we're in a gathering. Right? I'll just give you one example. And you can act upon this sunnah too. It's not just a sunnah, it's also a command. At-tathaw min ash-shaytan. The yawning is from shaitan. Sneezing is from Allah, and yawning is from shaitan. It's a Bukhari hadith, authentic hadith too.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you yawns, then try to stop it. You know, you see a person, sometimes, if he's acting upon the hadith, he'll go like this, stop it. You can see that this person, how many times have we acted upon this hadith? We even think about it. Yeah, the second stage is, in another hadith, Imam Muslim, that when one of you yawns, then cover your thing. Otherwise, the shaitan enters it. I remember when her small mother used to say, the shaitan does pishab in there, urinates in there, to teach us. But the asal came from here, the shaitan enters. And yes, indeed, he does enter. He does enter. There's no doubt about it. Me and you have doubt? No, he does. We can't see, you can't see. Rasulullah saw a sahabi is eating, and the last morsels left. Bismillah wa lawa akiru. In the name of Allah, at the beginning, at the end. Rasulullah started laughing, smiling. So, shaitan was eating with you. And when you said that, he vomited all out. Rasulullah saw this. And it's true, 100%. So the shaitan enters it. So first and covers it. First is that. So there's hundreds and many, even me, we're in the same boat. The sahaba, everything, they'll be so cautious to act upon the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they'll try in everything, in dealing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is an example in perfection in everything, in every single thing. We see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah made him, if it wasn't against his shan in nabuwat, his status of nabuwat, Allah made him do it himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to do it. So many times he would even forget in salah. Not many times, but Allah made him forget in salah. How many rakats? Or even ayat, Allah took the ayat, made Rasulullah forget the ayat, and somebody would have to tell. So things like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And things not, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sahabas, they were chosen. So this is why the sahabas, Allah even made some sahabas do zina, and they were stoned to death. Allahu Akbar. But the greatest waliullah is not equal to that sahabiya who was stoned to death. Allahu Akbar. They were chosen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah in perfection they had in their life because of this true muhabbat and love. And really love does this. When a person has true love with the beloved, then a person, every single sunnah, a person thinks of this sunnah. And new sunnah. Today I was just reading Hazrat Maulana Ilyas of rahmatullah alayhi. One night, about 2:30, 3 o'clock at night, at the Hajj time, one of the friends wakes up. He sees Hazrat is walking like this and like this, like this and like this. So, Hazrat, what's wrong? So, yes, I read Rasulullah's walking style. I'm trying to walk like Rasulullah. These are the things the Salafi Salihin, our pious predecessors, took out and they tried to act upon. Every single thing. Every single sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they tried to act upon it. Even the walking style of Nabi. And I just mentioned the sahabi who was ashbahum bi mashi Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was he? You forgot? Now I'll tell you how to remember. There's a sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said his bird died. He had a bird. He said, Ya Umair, ma fa'al al-naghir. Oh, Umair, what happened to your Nughr? And this comes under the chapter in Tirmizi, Shamali Tirmizi, under the joking of Rasulullah. Not joking, madah. His humor? What? Sense of humor. Yeah, we can't say exactly joke, because today our jokes, they're bad. Understand? But in that Rasulullah, in that chapter, Imam Tirmizi, so his name was Umair, alright? But this is Umair ibn Aswad. His walking style was the closest to Rasulullah. Remember the Sahabi's name. Every Hazrat, there's all the Sahabas. Try to remember something of each Sahabi. Today, people want to keep different names. So name your children after the Sahaba Kiram. And when you read, Khuzaima radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zul Shahadat, his one Sahabi's Shahadat, he gives testimonies equal to two. Rasulullah certified this. One day he comes in the morning, Ya Rasulullah, yesterday night I saw a dream. Yes, what did you see? I saw that I was kissing your forehead. Go ahead, kiss my forehead. So this is a sunnah too. Somebody comes in the morning, he tells you a dream, and you can fulfill it. Oh, I saw Maulana, you give me attar, then take out attar and give it to him. It's sunnah. Fulfill somebody's dream. Understand? Well, I was talking about sunnah and love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sahaba, So the quality of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they understood that in perfection, perfection. The second thing the Sahaba had in them in perfection was their salat. Salat in perfection, the Sahaba ikram. They understood through salat is everything. You know, today, and people sit back, it's very easy to criticize. And they say, why do people call us for salat? We're Muslims. We should give da'wah to non-believers. Where have we turned to Allah? Inna lillahi. We don't even understand the importance of jola. We don't even understand the importance of calling the brothers for salat. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So important is this act of jola in calling the brothers for salat. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, today, if somebody does zina, if somebody is on drugs, if somebody does this, he's a sinner. Yes, indeed he's a sinner. If somebody's missed salat, ask the sahabas, what do you think of him? Well, if he does zina, yeah. If he's married, he should be stoned. If he's thing, he should be whipped. But he's still a believer. Only when he was doing zina, the iman went off there. But he misses salat? Ask the sahabas, what would they think of a person who kept on missing salat? They would doubt his iman. Does this person have iman or not? This is how important salat is. As-salat imaduddin. And this is what we have to say to people is when we invite them for salat. Today, people don't know the importance of salat. And even with all of us, in all our families, our wives, our children, many times they miss Fajr salat. Even us, sometimes we sleep through it. Understand? Like many things that we don't do at home. Understand? Right? Many things. I was talking about the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How windy was it yesterday night? Wasn't it windy? Did anybody felt it? We woke up 2-3 times. Ah, so windy. It's so windy. The windows were shaking. And you saw in the morning all branches. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do when it was windy? When the clouds appeared? What's the dua? We read in Hikayatul Sahaba. The whole story and then the dua is there too. We don't even know the dua. Or nor do we do the thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Once the eclipse happened in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and children, what would they do at that time? To today, the children play hockey, and they do this, and this, and that, this, and that. So that those days, they used to practice archery. Irmu ya bani Ismail, fa inna abakum kana ramiyan. So they used to practice archery. That was a sport, and they used to target practice with their archery. So the sahabas who were practicing archery, they ran to the masjid. It's a solar eclipse. What's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing at this time? So why? What's the beloved doing? This is why we say Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, there is no example of this that such a person in history has been studied and followed like that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Indeed, Allah has exalted his mention. Allahu Akbar. To the minutest details of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single sunnah. Why? Because the sahabas were always, what's the beloved doing at this time? What is the beloved of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing? If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the wind, then Allahu Akbar. Allah said, "Wa ma kana Allah li'adhibahu anta fihim." Allah is not going to punish them as long as you are amongst them. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with the Sahaba, he's with the Sahabas, that Allah will not send an adab like he sent to Qawmi Lut, Qawmi this, Qawmi that. Allah will not. Allah will not. Allah says this, and as long as they do istighfar. So what should a person do? He woke up 2-3 times at night, the wind was blowing. Start praying, Salah, Ya Allah, the wind of Allah just takes my house and bang, gone, finished. Allah, if I die right now and the house goes, I wish I'm in Salat or something, a person should be praying Salat. Or at least istighfar, do istighfar, because we don't live in such a great place. Alhamdulillah, through the blessing of this work, through the young masum children's reading Quran, Hadith, through the blessing of people remembering Allah and this great work of Dawat, Alhamdulillah. But in our society, around. And this is our aman and this is our stuff. Otherwise, before, people were of such that people, Allahu Akbar, would fall in love with the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala jameen. They went to places and business, you know, for business, and that's what they done, and people accepted Islam. In the time, in the conquest of Syria and Sham, and that, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala jameen, the Romans, they used to make dua. Understand that those people, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba ikram, they used to make dua that they become rulers over us, non-believers. Today, does anybody even want to deal with us? Because this is our muamalat. So a person,
the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was talking about salat. Salat, so at a time of anything, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to turn towards salat. Rasulullah, any important thing, anything that used to make him worry, he turned to salat. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through salat and everything. And salat with jamaat in the masjid. Today, what, like I was saying, what do we act upon? Really, what do we act upon? Ask a person, okay, I studied 10 years in madrasa, became an alim. And then we read so many stories. We read. Yeah, we speak. That's what we do. We speak, we read. It is beneficial, yes, because we don't know when hidayah comes. Understand? And because there's mukhlisin somewhere, because of even one mukhlis person, everybody's benefited. We don't know who's the mukhlis person, or we don't know if everybody's mukhlis, or even if there's one mukhlis. Ikhlas is that powerful thing. So, the person says to himself, 10 years I studied, but there's never a time. We read the hadith about 40 days to read salat with takbiri ola, baratu min al-nifaq. And a person is free from hypocrisy. He'll get entry into Jannah. The Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you know the virtues of Adhan, if you know the virtues of the first Saf, you would pick out of the lots. You'd pick out of the hats because you'd be fighting for it. Understand? But we see, and we read. Hazrat Sheikh Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. We read about him. Oh, 16 years. After 16 years, first time Takbir Ola went. We read these things and we hear, but ask, 40 days, have I even read Salat with Jama'at, with Takbir Ola? No. Never. Because this is our Amal, this is our Amal. Understand? And this is why when I speak or somebody speaks, it's not going to have that effect. Understand? It's because Amal Fikr is when a person has the true Fikr in him. The true love, the true Fikr. A Fikr. Today, who wakes up at night to cry for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And then who goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting people? Who does? Just the sum. And I'm also guilty of it, I don't. The jola. Guilty of it. The fikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're guilty of it. Yes, a person is, when he, you know, everybody doesn't have perfection in everything. And nor can a person get perfection in everything. But a person could worry and think. Because remember, on the basis of ikhlas, sincere people in sincerity, Allah changes and many, many decisions. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's fikr for the Ummah. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib's fikr for the Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his cry, his nights of crying. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was a ajeeb person. And this fikr, and Allah opened this work. And we can't go into detail how the work was opened, and how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded, how he was taught by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all this whole work. This work, it's a fikr. So the Sahaba, I was talking about their salat, imperfection salat. The Sahaba, imperfection, what concerned them? They had perfect knowledge of it. They weren't ignorant of the things that concerned them. So if they had to pray salat, they had knowledge of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim." That to seek knowledge is compulsory on each individual. On each individual to seek, like the way it's farz ain to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's also farz ain of that much knowledge, which concerns you, for you to do something. For example, to perform salat, so you have to know the rules and regulations of wuzu, ghusl, etc., and how to perform salat. So seeking knowledge. A person, man kharaja fi talabi ilm, fahuwa fi sabilillah hatta yarja. A person who goes out to seek knowledge he's in the path of Allah until he returns home. So important. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala ajma'in were shown this in the Quran. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَنْفِرُوا كَافَّ فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرَقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٍ يَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. That there should be one group. If it's a Sariya that Rasulullah has dispatched some people, there should be also somebody always seeking knowledge. So when those people come back, they also teach them the knowledge, the importance of knowledge. قُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Say, Allah, increase my knowledge. The importance of knowledge. A person like the Prophet, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest knowledgeable person of his time. And that's why he said, I'm the most knowledgeable. When somebody stood up in Bani Israel and asked him. Because a Nabi is the most knowledgeable of his time. But just attributing knowledge and not saying, Alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, how can I say what about the Prophet?
whatever he said. But Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah, because even our biggest mistakes, Allah doesn't grab us. But if you're close to Allah, like a prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu was salam, he said, me, I'm the most knowledgeable. So Allah said, I have a servant of mine who has knowledge which you don't have. And هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, can I stay with you in your sahabat, your ittiba, and stay with you? Of what? To seek that knowledge which I don't have, you have. So Khidr. And he goes out to seek that knowledge. Allahu Akbar. This is important. Rabbi qul Rabbi zidna ilma. Say it. Say it. I read in a hadith book, one of the du'as, like we read, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. Also, this du'a is also a du'a in the morning. Allahumma rabbi zidna ilma. I read a narration like that. Understand? So, like the way we say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. Asbahana. We read the du'as of the morning and that. So, Allahumma rabbi zidna is also a du'a to the person reads. Allah, increase my knowledge. Increase my knowledge. So, knowledge. But with knowledge, oh, why? Who's going to have the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's knowledge? And then the knowledge of Iblis was very great too. Understand? Allah had given him knowledge. Allah had given him ibadat. He was an alim. He was an abid. He was an arif. Even recognized Allah so great. But he wasn't true ashik, a lover of Allah. So with ilm, if a person gets takabbur, ujb, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. A person has to have zikrullah, remembrance of Allah. And how much zikr? There's no limitation in zikr. Udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O believers, remember Allah in abundance. And where, how? Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar laayatin li ulil albab. Who are the ulil albab, the intelligent ones? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyam. In the state of standing, they remember Allah. Wa qu'ud. In the state of sitting there. Wa ala junubihim. When they're reclining, lying down, they remember Allah. In all states, they remember Allah. There's no limitations. A person doesn't have to be in the state of wudu. A person doesn't have to face Qibla. And dhikr. And alhamdulillah, the three, you know, the tasbihats, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha, istighfar, salatu salam on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the minimum. The reading of the Qur'an, which at least we should do two Qur'ans a year. This is the minimum. You know the Sahaba's sunnah or the Sahaba's way? This is why we have the manzil. In 7 days, they used to finish one Qur'an. Majority of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, majority of them. This was some 3 days, some one night. One night, they used to finish the Qur'an. And many from the, and when we read in the virtues of the Qur'an, so there was one, what's the record? 7 or 8 in the 24 hours, Qur'an. So these people had the connection with the Qur'an. So Qur'an also, this is the greatest form of dhikrullah. So dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. And, you know, make a dua. After, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because anything a person gets is through, what? What's the beginning? Nothing happens but la ilaha illallah. Right? So, you know, if you're going to get anything, it's going to be that Allah's going to give you. Allah's going to give you. Allah's going to give you hidayat. Allah's going to give me hidayat. If Allah keeps us hidayat, Allah gives us iman, Allah gives us food, Allah does this. So a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold his beloved sahabi's hands. وَعَلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ مَعَزْ بْنُ جَبَلِ. He had the privilege of ifta, to give, you know, Hazrat Shaykh in the stories of the sahaba. Those sahabas he mentions who also had the privilege of giving fatwas. Like I said, we should know about the sahaba a little bit. So he was also amongst them. Rasulullah ﷺ grabbed his hands once and he said, oh Muaz, I love you for the sake of Allah, Muaz. Yes, Rasulullah ﷺ saying to his beloved sahabi, imagine. And he said, Muaz, never forsake. Always remember to make this dua. Today, people don't make dua. They do this. Ya Allah Ta'ala, give Imam hidayat that he quickly finishes dua so I can run away to work, so I can go. Understand? Halaki is, when's dua most heard? The dua tahajjud. We don't pray tahajjud, understand? We don't wake up at night. We're weak people. But Allah is so kind. Because of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, Allah is so kind to us. So kind to us. That even when a dua, ayyu dua asma'u, qala jawfa al-layl al-akhir, the when's dua most heard at the last portion of the night, wadabur salawat al-maktubat, and after maktubat salawat, and after fara'is salat, dua is accepted. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasan. And this is a sound tradition. Understand? It's a good tradition. So people don't make dua. Or they just, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. Yeah. What is it? اللَّهُمَّ تَسْلَامَ. Yeah, it is sunnah. Astaghfirullah, Allahumma tasalam. That's it. Dua. الدُّعَاءُ سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. So he said, make this dua. اللهم عيني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Three things. And in these three things, Allahu Akbar. This is just three simple things. Once, Hazrat Abu Huraira narrates this hadith. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the Urdu translation, Hazrat Sheikh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, he says, Main tumhe bharpoor dua bharpoor mana do. Yani, should I not teach you a dua which is very comprehensive? Less words, very great meaning. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given Jawami al-Kalim, was given comprehensive speech, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua are the most comprehensive. So the Sahaba said, why not? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this dua. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Because when a person does, when he's asking Allah for help, he knows it's not me who's doing zikrullah. Because this me comes into a person. Even with that ilm, me comes in, me. And that's what shaitan said, ana. Understand? And he didn't takabbur. He had uj, he had jealousy. All these spiritual diseases, then the first diseases and the sickness is so polluted. That about zina and that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that wa in saraka wa in zina. If a person, he will then go to Jannah. But a person who even has a bit of takabbur, he will not go into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. So ask Allah, Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husnima. Upon your dhikr, upon your shukr, thanking you, when you do shukr, Allah will increase you. So Allah takes out in the path of Allah, you do shukr, Allah increase. Allah brought us here today, we do shukr that we rest Salat al-Isha with Jamaat, Allah will bring us for tomorrow Salat al-Isha and inshallah Salat al-Fajr. We do shukr. And husni ibadatik. What's husni ibadatik? On the tariqah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the zahir. And with the ikhlas. In the zahir, in the external, in the way of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ibadah has to be. And in the internal, with the ikhlas. Ikhlas is the foundation. So the zikrullah. Then the sahaba, 1 minute, 2 minutes, I'll finish because I think we're going to do the tashkil too. So inshallah, then also the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala ajma'een, they had ikrami muslim. They were so kind. Understand? And ikram al-muslim actually includes hukukul ibad, the rights of all the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. And we know of the sahaba's sacrifice for others and that. Also the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'een, ikhlas. Ikhlas is the basis. And it's to the same sahabi, to as a Muaz radiallahu anhu. Ikhlas deenak, O Muaz, make your deen khalis, and yakfik al kaleel, a little will be a lot for you. Ikhlas is a ajeeb thing. And this is why when Maulana Ilyas Sahab and Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullahi, they used to be walking in those valleys of India, and that these footsteps have effect in North America and places like Brazil and that. They saw way down there. When Rasulullah sallallahu and the Sahaba, and Rasulullah has two stones, and the Sahabas have one stone tied at the time of Khaybar, when they're digging the trench, at that time, he's saying, this is conquered. So this same things Allah shows these people connected to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah showed these people. And really, the ikhlas, Allah give us this ikhlas. And because of sacrifice, today we have this deen. We have this deen because of sacrifice. The sacrifice of our Salafi Salihin, the Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi Tabi'in, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, the Ulama, the Mashaykh. The sacrifice that they've done to this deen. And all respect, they've not left anything for us. Our ustaz, they used to say to us, we've put the morsel in your mouth, all you have to do is swallow it, but you don't swallow it. Meaning that from there to there, they've done everything, all the Salafi Salihin. But humne usko samjha bhi diya class mein, takreer bhi kar di, or all you have to do is swallow it. But even then, we don't swallow it. They've done everything for us, alhamdulillah. They've sacrificed. And if we sacrifice, iman will stay. Because like I said at the beginning, we have to die with iman. Our families have to die with iman. Our whole country, the whole mankind, this is the fikr we have to have. Because this is one of the greatest sunnah. What kind of sunnah was this? لَعَلَّكَ بَاكِعُ النَّفْسَكَ فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاكِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِمِ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَى وَإِنْ كَانَ كَبُرُ عَلَيْكَ إِعْرَاضُهُمْ فَإِنْ إِسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَبْتَغْيَ نَفَقًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ سُلَّمًا فِي السَّمَاءِ فَتَأْتِيَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَمَعَهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. What Allah saying this to Rasulullah. These لَعَلَّكَ بَاكِعُ النَّفْسَكَ. His heart, his figure. How can everybody succeed? And that which he even said to his uncle, but his uncle did not get, and we have. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. So this, for this fikr, this is a fikr. This is not, bayan or anything. It's a fikr that, then this is the fikr that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, make intention. You know, the fikr of deen, to get this fikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this fikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib and our Salafi Salihin and them, that the fikr that they had of, of the ummah
how can everybody succeed? How can the mankind go into Jannah, this fikr? So in respect of this fikr, alhamdulillah, we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least, you know, to learn the fikr. Otherwise, this is a lifetime. All times a person has to have this fikr, and a person should be having this worry of, you know, dying with iman, and the whole mankind going with dying with iman. So a person, just to learn it, they say, at least, this is experience, at least in the lifetime, first opportunity when you get, go for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to. So make intention, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all out in his path.
Yes, who's gonna make intention, inshallah? Who's ready for 4 months cash? Jibai, what's your name?
Khwaja.
Which masjid? Allah accept you. What is your intention?
Ameen.
Allah accept you, mashallah. Who else, my dear brothers? Give your intention, inshallah. Bolema, inshallah. It's our turn to talk now. We heard, mashallah. Ji Daniel.
4 months, inshallah, from June.
Allah accept you, inshallah. Yes, my dear brothers. Who else, inshallah? Give your intention, inshallah. My dear brothers, it's our turn now to make sacrifice. Khalil bhai, Allah accept you. Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. 4 months. Har saal 4 mahine dete hain. Allah qabool farmaye. Yes, my dear brothers. Himmat kare, inshallah. Ji, Jamal bhai, kya irada hai? Allah qabool farmaye. 4 months in June. Allah accept you. Allah make it easy for you. Amen. Allah accept all of us, my dear brother. Say ameen, inshallah.